Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We got my buddy Congressman John McGuire going to join us in the bottom of the hour, 3:35, about a half an hour from now. Why is the federal government not reopened? Because guys like Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine have decided to play politics, ugly, crass, left-wing politics. With the people of Virginia. Well, the people of the nation, but you and I are getting impacted, man. There's no way around it. People in Northern Virginia, I know, probably feeling it more than most of us, but you just heard in the exemplary news report from Charles Pyle, there are going to be some state posts that have to be subject to furlough because they're paid with federal dollars. Let's be brutally honest about what is going on here, okay? Chuck Schumer is terrified that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to end his political career. That's it. That's what this is. Schmuck Schumer knows that he has gone along for years with what's called a clean CR. Continuing resolution. What does it do? Funds everything exactly the way it is, keeps the government open for a period of time. Can we be brutally honest again? It is a game of kick the can. See, I believe that everybody up there in D.C., regardless of which team jersey you may or may not be wearing, you guys need an actual budget, and you got to stay within the confines of that budget. But for the time being, to get things up and running again, this continuing resolution, clean continuing resolution. They always emphasize that because they're not adding anything in, they're not taking anything away, just straightforward as it is. You pass that, and then you can work on other things. That's the way this works. Is it pretty? No. Should government be functioning this way? I would say no. I really would. I would say no. I think a long-term, realistic budget is the way to go. But, once again, you got to live in the world of reality. I live in the real world, and I know that this is the way things are done. Chuck Schumer, however, having gone along with this over and over and over and over, time and time and time again, was beaten up by the people who actually control his political party now. Right? The Democrats are bat crap crazy. They have drifted so far to the left, they're really not recognizable anymore. I was at an event the other night out in New Kent. Great group of people, the New Kent GOP. And State Delegate Scott Wyatt said a few words. And I like Scott Wyatt. I really do. I think he's a solid guy. And he said, you know, this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of my grandparents. And I thought to myself, man, it's not the Democrat Party of my grandparents or parents or me. Right? Remember, I grew up as a Democrat. I was a Democrat, well, I keep saying most of my life, but now I start doing math, so maybe now it's not most of my life, but pretty close to a big chunk of my life. How's that? I don't recognize what they've become. Honest to God, I don't. It is the party of AOC. It's the party of the Abigail Spamburgers, the Ghazala Hashmis, the Jay Jones, the Scott Sorovels, the Sam Rasuls, the Dorothy Dot Heffrons, right? That's who this party is. Extremists. Wacko extremists. Or extremist wackos. You pick whichever way works best for you in the discussion. But that's what this party is now. And so Schmuck Schumer thinks to himself, has made clear, well, I've been here in D.C. for more than 50 years. 50 plus years the guy's been feeding at the public trough. What do you think? He's going to return and get a job in the dreaded private sector? That's not going to happen. So he wants to do everything possible to stick around another 6 years and accomplish nothing but, you know, beats the hell out of working, apparently. It's not like he's scrubbing floors or something. He's going to cocktail parties and holding stupid press avails where he just sort of yells about the president. That's what he does. Maybe they're catered. Maybe that's the appeal. But he knows if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez forces a primary, he's going to lose. He's going to lose. His hope, as crazy as it sounds, is that she's crazy enough to run for president instead of Senate. And she is crazy enough to run for president. But there might be people around her saying, hey, let's take the Senate seat first. Because it's yours for the asking, basically, on the Democrat side. I'd probably win statewide up there, although there looks like that goofy Kathy Hochul is not going to do too well statewide. So that's why this is going on. So Schumer can say, hey, I stood firm. I was there advocating on behalf of the illegal aliens who are hopefully going to enlarge our party ranks, give us more votes. That's why the Democrats are so enamored of the illegal alien community. That's what he wants to be able to say. I did it. See? I didn't go along with that continuing resolution. I didn't do the things I always did. So you shouldn't be primarying me. That's what this is all about. And then you have these thoroughly disingenuous, useful dupes like the Tiny Tim Kaines and the Mark Warners screaming at the clouds. At the same time, they keep voting against reopening the government. You can't blame President Trump for that. Well, that's not true. Obviously, you can blame him for it because that's what they're doing. You cannot honestly blame him for it because it's not his doing. They're also trying to make a big deal about Obamacare subsidies. You know why they're doing that? Because what is becoming evident now for all of us is that what you and I said a decade ago, that Obamacare was unsustainable, is actually true. It was never going to be able to stand on its own. They took all of the worst parts of every type of insurance and they threw them into a mishmash. And now here we are. Here we are. The ultimate goal for them remains exactly the same. That is to force people onto a government health care program. They would love nothing more than a Canadian-style system, Australian-style system, right? It's socialized medicine, but it's not necessarily the ownership that you would see, say, in Britain, where it's the NHS, where the NHS owns and operates the hospitals, and the doctors and nurses are actually employees. The Canadian system is somewhat different. Doctors are, at least in theory, still in private practice, although payments are designated by the provincial government. They get so much money from the feds, and then they parcel it out to doctors, and you can't go over a certain amount. I mean, it's really just outrageous, which is exactly why Canadians, when they're able to, come across the border. They come to the United States for MRIs. Why do you think there are so many MRI imaging centers in places like Buffalo, New York, and in the Northern Kingdom, New Hampshire and Vermont, and then out west as well, coming right across the border, Washington State? Loaded with MRI imaging centers. Why? Because Canadians are paying cash money to go to them, because otherwise they would be waiting 2-3 years for an MRI north of the border. And then even in Great Britain, the NHS, there are private doctors. You can make a decision now not to be part of the NHS. And in fact, you know what happens? The very doctors who work for the NHS, Monday through Tuesday, Monday through Wednesday, from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Thursday and Friday, they're in private practice. You're going to see the same doctor in some cases. And if you go through your NHS, which allegedly is free, even though they take more than 50% of your income, then you will wait 3, 4, 5 years to get your hip replacement. However, if you go to see the same doctor and you're going to pay out of pocket, oh, I can see you on a week from tomorrow. And I'll buy you lunch. That's the system they have. And that's what the Democrats want. And they are angling now to force everybody into that direction. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Anyway, Congressman John McGuire will be here at 3:35. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this incredible accomplishment, another incredible accomplishment for President Trump, peace in the Middle East. Who does he think he is? Ending 8 wars around the world in less than a year in office. Talk about an overachiever, huh? Congressman John McGuire here at 3:35. It is 3:16. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:22. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Reminder, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here at 3:35. Get some updates on this absolutely wonderful, wonderful Trump peace deal in the Middle East and where we are in terms of getting the federal government back up and running. Be nice if we reopened it, wouldn't it? I think it would be nice. Although, you're taking a look and you're saying, huh. So we're getting along really well without all of these folks. Maybe they're not nearly as essential as they thought they were, right? I want to make sure the military is continually paid. And I want to know who it was over there at the Richmond International Airport that thought they could make the decision not to air something, not to have something playing at Richmond International Airport from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Who is that, right? We've got an airport authority over there, and I think what is it? The representatives from every county are on it? I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, it's not your job. It's not your job to silence the Secretary of Homeland Security. The Kristi Noem video, and there are some other airport authorities which have chosen not to air it, and you can see where they're located and you understand why they're not doing it, because they're left-wing operations in left-wing areas of the nation. But I expect more from Richmond International. I really do. I really do. I expect them to be a responsible operator of the airport. And do what they're really charged with doing, running the airport. It's not that difficult, Right? I don't want you getting involved in political censorship or picking and choosing political winners or losers. No, that's not your role. Make sure the airplanes are taken off. Make sure the Wi-Fi in the terminal is working. Make sure the bathrooms are clean. That's it. Might be one or two other things you're supposed to do. I don't know. But choosing what you should or should not share with travelers from the Secretary of Homeland Security? No, that's not your role. The Rock said it best. Know your role. And you know what? That's not your role. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe the federal government just gets back up and running quickly. And then it's not going to be an issue. But for the meantime, looks like it's a little bit of an issue. We'll ask Congressman John McGuire about that as well. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here. You know, Rich hosts Richmond's Morning News. And I would urge you to join him right at 6 a.m. Always great stuff there. And at 7:30 tomorrow, his show will get exponentially better. Why? Because I will be joining him at 7:35 on Richmond's Morning News. It is 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yes, it is. It is Tuesday. We've got all sorts of great stuff going on. And I should tell you, we've got Congressman John McGuire is going to be joining us in a moment or two. Looking forward to catching up with him. You know that the federal government remains closed down as a result of Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats, including, let's not let these two guys skate, Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine. Those two continue to vote to keep the government closed. Now, why is that? I mean, this is the question. I would like to know why. Why? Why are they voting against reopening the government? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And yet that's what they're doing. Virginia's two senators, Kaine and Warner, continually are voting against reopening the federal government. This is not President Trump. It sure as heck isn't the Republicans in the House. Those guys did exactly what it was they were supposed to do. I think it's shameful, to tell you the truth. I really do. So I want to get the inside line on that. And President Trump, remember when President Trump warned us? He says, we're going to be winning so much, we're going to get tired of winning. And I thought, well, that's not going to happen. Well, I got news for you. The man has wrapped up 8 wars around the world, brought peace to each of them in less than a year. Bringing peace to the Middle East, getting those hostages home. God bless him. Somebody else who was just doing yeoman's work. I have been proud to call him a friend for a long time. I am just honored that he is actually my member of Congress. John McGuire represents the beautiful 5th Congressional District in my beloved Commonwealth. Congressman, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, I've been all over the district today talking with food pantries and law enforcement officers and businesses about the shutdown. But yeah, it's been a remarkable week. Guys, I tell you, President Trump is just the best president ever. He ended 8 wars in 8 months. And we're going to get, I don't know if I'll get tired of winning, but I think it's funny when he says that.
You know, when you go 8-for-8 and you don't even have a year in this administration, man, it's almost like watching the magician and he's saying, okay, and now for my next trick, watch this, because it's amazing every time the guy turns around.
Yeah, you know, he's playing 3D chess and the Democrats are playing checkers. I think this whole shutdown is because they don't like Trump and they don't want Trump to have a victory. Yep. And even though we got a shutdown, you know what? He's still getting victories for the American people and the world. And you probably saw that he found a way that even though there's a Democrat shutdown, he still got our troops paid. And I just heard that one of his donors said he'll pay for the troop pay until we reopen the government. Did you see that?
I did. That is incredible. Now, you think about that. I don't know anybody else, period, end of story. Nobody else would say, hey, if I got to write a check, our troops are getting paid. God bless him. He knows who's important, who is vital.
Yeah, I tell you, it's just he's somebody who loves the American people and loves our country. And it's just an incredible time for me to be in Congress, representing Virginia's 5th Congressional District, and be able to work with President Trump's administration and to have a majority in the House and the Senate. But, you know, the Democrats have been all over the news saying Republican shutdown, Republican shutdown. But all the Republicans voted yes to keep the government open. But it's the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. And, you know, Schumer has been around for a long time.
Yep.
He's voted for continued resolution like 38 times. And a lot of those Democrats voted yes on this exact language like 13 times as recently as March. So it's a Democrat shutdown. And the thing about a continuing resolution, it's discretionary spending. But they created a counter continuing resolution that had mandatory spending in it. But you can't do mandatory spending and a discretionary spending continuing resolution. You can't even do it. And so people are like, because there are two different things they're trying to do. It's a continuing resolution. And the thing is, the language in this continuing resolution is not exactly something that a fiscal conservative like me would really like, but it's continues a lot of the spending that we did over the last 4 years. But it was something that we were willing to agree to work with the Democrats on, so that we keep the government open and work on our spending bills. So so that's why, you know, we can't negotiate with him, because this thing is it's just a clean CR. It doesn't have additional Republican items. It doesn't have additional Democrat items. It's just a clean CR that continues.
Right. Right. Congressman John McGuire joining us. John, do me a favor. Remind everybody what needs to happen for this to move forward. You guys in the House have already taken your votes. You've voted for it. You've got, what, three Democrats in the Senate who seem to understand the way this stuff is supposed to work. So what's necessary? Another five Democrats and this whole thing moves forward?
That's what we need. We need five more Democrats. If we get five more Democrats, we open the government up and we get it done.
I don't understand. Well, I do understand it, but it pains me to look at guys like Kane and Warner who are huffing and puffing all the while people in Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia, they're feeling the brunt of this. We got to be honest, it's not easy. And we just had the announcement earlier today from the governor's office that there's some state employees who are going to be furloughed because their positions are paid with federal funds. And yet, Kane and Warner won't do a damn thing to help.
No, I think we need to just keep putting the pressure on them. People need a phone call, email, visit their senators, especially Kane and Warner, and tell them to stop playing politics with we the people.
Yeah.
You know, there are some of these like programs that they help, like these food shelters, the food pantries, they get their money from the state. But the state gets that money from the federal government, and they distribute it to them through the state dollars. So they're harming people for politics. You know, they're playing politics over we the people, and it's. And I'm hoping that people show up at the ballot box for Republicans in November big time, because you shouldn't. Even Obama said you shouldn't play games with a continuing resolution.
That's right.
But they're just, it's an unusual thing that they're doing. But I got to tell you, today, I mean, so much good news this week. Obviously, President Trump is amazing peacemaker. But also today, is Charlie Kirk's birthday. It's officially the National Charlie Kirk Day of Remembrance. Mm. And today they had the Charlie Kirk Show with Erica Kirk from noon to three was today live at the White House.
Wow.
And President Trump awarding the Medal of Freedom for Charlie Kirk. And so just a lot of good things going on despite the shutdown.
Yeah, well, absolutely the great things. Let me ask you about what it is that the Democrats have asked for, because we've seen, right? Number one is that they want to provide health care and benefits for illegal aliens. And you know, because I've been a pain in your rear end reminding you, there are people lying about taking services away from disabled people. What the president's bill, what the legislation was that came out of the House, the Senate, the president signed, protects and secures benefits for people who really need it. And it says to able-bodied people, go ahead, get a job for 80 hours a month. And it says to illegals, hit the road, right? And Democrats are fighting against it.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So the One Big Beautiful Bill passed. Because we have a Republican president, Republican Senate, Republican House.
Right.
Well, they don't like it that we got something done. So now now they're going over to discretionary spending with the continuing resolution, and they're trying to use a weird system to change something that already passed. But they presented in the U.S. Senate, the Democrats presented a counter continuing resolution, which didn't make any sense procedurally, but in there, they got rid of $50 billion for rural hospitals.
Yep.
We have rural hospitals in my district, and rural hospitals are always running out of money, always struggling. $50 billion is the largest investment in rural hospitals in history, and that passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill, also called the Work and Family Tax Cut, but in the Democrat counter continuing resolution, they actually took away that $50 billion. So they took away $50 billion to help rural hospitals, American citizens, and what they put in there is $1.5 trillion in additional spending. And a lot of that spending went to help illegal aliens. It's America last.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Congressman John McGuire joining us. I know he's out and about in the district. You are always somewhere in the district. I cannot believe how many people you are meeting with and talking with. I know, because I've said it before, everybody said, there's nobody that's going to outwork John McGuire. But, John, at some point, do you not get tired? Did I go, hey, look, I got to check out for the day. I'm going to be sitting over here on the couch.
Well, I think God gives me the strength, and by the grace of God, I get to be the congressman, get to be your congressman. And, well, you know, I think about President Trump. I think I mentioned on your show once, I was on the phone with President Trump at 3 a.m. one time, and he seemed more awake than me. I'm telling you, the guy never sleeps. And so if he's not sleeping, I'm not sleeping. I'm working hard. And people say, look, John, why do you work so hard? The answer is easy. If you thought you were losing your country, how hard would you work? And so I want to be the congressman that I would want. And so not perfect, made mistakes, probably make some more, but I think we've had a lot of success because of a lot of people. We have some great people on the team helping us help people, and it's a true honor.
Yeah, well, we are thrilled to have you. I've said that from day one. I had the very first John McGuire sign in my yard, proudly so. And I am also going to ask you to remind people about voting. We've got early voting underway. And if we're going to preserve our Commonwealth, if we're going to keep Virginia from getting Californianized, we've got to get out there and vote. We've got early voting, and then we've got Election Day, November the 4th. What are you hearing from the field? Republicans doing well out there?
Well, today I've been in multiple counties today. I was in Goochland County, Fluvanna County, Buckingham County. I'm in Albemarle County right now. I'm hearing people say they hear that early voting for the first time is big time benefiting Republicans. But you can't take that for granted. So you've got to get 10 friends, keep spreading the word.
Yep.
And this thing with Jay Jones talking about fantasizing about a speaker being killed and his two children. And the fact that Spanberger won't denounce that, I don't think that is going to help them. But I got two websites I'd love to tell people about because they're just simple.
Yeah, let's hear them.
So one of them is really easy. Just go to it's kind of a funny video, but it shows the hypocrisy of Spanberger, where she says one thing, says the opposite, says one thing, says the opposite. It's kind of funny. So that's SpanbergerLies.com. Real easy. SpanbergerLies.com. Check that out. And another one, too, is people all over the district tell me that Spanberger says she's a moderate all the time. But they go, no. But then they tell me, but we know she's not a moderate.
Nice.
But when you follow up, they don't have any proof. They're like, well, we know she's not a moderate, but we don't have any proof. So we created proof. It's Spanberger Votes with an S, SpanbergerVotes.com. And if you go there, there's simple graphics and data of how she voted in Congress. And there were bills that were so bad that even AOC and Omar voted no on these bills, but Spanberger voted yes. So if you look, you'll see she's to the left of Omar. She's to the left of AOC on several key issues that matter to Virginians. And in some cases, she's to the left of California and left of New York. So not a good fit for Virginia. So check out, if you could, spread the word to your friends, SpanbergerLives.com and SpanbergerVotes.com with an S. And that'll give you some facts.
We will do that, John. We'll get it up on all of our social media platforms. Listen, man, keep working hard. We in the district are grateful for you. We do appreciate what you're doing. I'm thrilled that you're my congressman every single day. I'm happier knowing that President Trump's in the White House and you're representing the 5th District. So keep at it. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Hey, by the way, I'm the first Republican President Trump endorsed for next year. And he's a great president. I'm glad to be serving. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. All right. Yeah. So John McGuire has already been endorsed by President Trump for next year. In case anybody was wondering. Well, John's a good dude. He always has been. Whether you were looking at him in the House of Delegates or the State Senate or in Congress. Right. I don't know how many pairs of boots the guy's worn out. But he went door to door everywhere in whichever district it was that he was representing. He knew people. He listened to people. He asked questions. He answered questions. I've always found him to be a thoroughly honorable guy. And for me, I'm just thrilled he's my congressman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cats News Radio, WRBA. 354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Ann and Joe on the farm in Hanover say, Jeff, the Democrats want the government to stay closed, so folks get mad and vote for Abigail Spamberger. Yeah, I think you're definitely right. This is all political, and that's so sad. Decent people are being used and abused by the Democrats. It's not new, unfortunately, but, man, it's just painful to see. Just painful to see. Mike says, Jeff, I really wish that John McGuire were my congressman. Well, John McGuire is a hell of a congressman. I personally think we got two of the best in Central Virginia. I really do. John McGuire and Rob Whitman, or Rob Whitman and John McGuire. I don't care which way you list them. Rob was my congressman, and now John is my congressman after redistricting. I just think the world of each of them. They're both good, solid guys. They're both good, solid conservatives. They love Virginia. They love the people of Virginia. 804 says, Jeff, I was a diehard Bob Good supporter. And John McGuire is so much better. Absolutely he is. Absolutely he is. I'm glad, by the way, that President Trump has already endorsed John McGuire. Maybe that takes a little wind out of the sails of the latest huffing and puffing from the former congressman down there in Campbell County. Jeff, the Democrat senators, Kane and Warner, always vote for party loyalty over what's best for their voters. Wake up, peace people. Cheers, Pam and Hanover. Yeah, I can't really argue with you about that. I think you are spot on. It is 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.